The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Quickly to the phones. Corey's in Spartanburg. Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Glad to hear from you, Corey.
Good to hear from you, too. Some of us know hypocrisy when we hear it.
Uh-huh.
And for anyone to talk about Fidel Castro, any American to talk about Fidel Castro of saying he done something wrong, how can the pot talk about the kettle? America has done just as much wrong, three times as much as Castro could have ever done to his people. And history proves this.
All right. Give me some examples,
Corey.
Give me some examples. Be specific.
Slavery is one. It lasted for over 300 years. Then after slavery, we had Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had laws where blacks couldn't even go in restaurants. They had to go in the back of restaurants. Couldn't even use the toilet. They had to go inside of the road. So how can the pot talk about the kettle?
All right.
If we are gonna be real, let's be real and stop playing games with people.
All right.
And stop trying to use mind games. America is wicked. America is wicked when it comes to. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I want to have a conversation. All right. So answer me this, and all the things that you said. Slavery?
Yes.
It was a bad thing. You're right.
Was it true?
It's true.
Was it true?
Well, slavery was a dark time in our country's history. I give you that.
But you done it.
All right. So the civil rights, the 60s.
How long did it last?
How long did what last?
Slavery.
Too long. All right. Civil rights. Civil rights in the 60s. Corey, when I started, I'm old enough to remember that. When I started elementary school. In the third grade was when our schools, when I first met the first black classmate. Okay, third grade, and I saw, and to this day, I still know that man, and I saw how my white teacher treated him as a kid in third grade. I don't know how old would I have been, eight or 9 years old, I guess, 8 years old probably. I mean, I could see how mean she was to this kid, and to this day I remember it vividly. He and I have talked about it since. So all that's wrong. But will you give me this, Corey? Don't you agree though that the United States has done a much better job getting past that than Fidel Castro and his brother have ever done in Cuba? I mean, they're still stuck in that, Corey. At least we've gotten past that. At least we have record unemployment among African Americans now, right? You agree with that?
I can agree with that part.
Okay.
But it's easy. But you got to also understand, Joe, it's easy for you to say that we've gotten past that because you're not a person of color. I'm from South Carolina, and I'm still looking at a police officer that shot a black man in the back and did not go to jail for shooting him in the back. He went to jail for a civil rights violation.
All right.
That's
okay.
What he went to jail for.
And that should not have happened, but what about all the black officers who have shot black people? More black officers have shot more black people than white shooting black. What about them?
Well, let me tell you about them. They are not from us. They are not for us.
Okay.
Because anytime a black man that can join a police force that has misused and abused black people, why would a black man want to even be a part of that?
Yeah.
So he's not really from us.
What if we just admit, Corey, that they're bad people? Of all colors, can we just agree on that?
Okay, if we can agree on that, but can we agree that the pot can't talk about the kettle?
I agree with that too, Corey. Hey,
okay,
we're out of time.
Okay.
We got to get you updated with news. Hey, appreciate you calling, Corey. Have a great Monday. Back to the phones. Frank is waiting patiently in Pickens. Welcome in, Frank.
Hello. Good to talk with you, Joy.
Good to talk with you.
I want to respond to the gentleman that was just defending Fidel Castro by saying that United States is no better and the pot calling the kettle black. Well, let's just say, haven't we broken free from the bond of slavery? Why would we want to step back. Let's not take a step back and just continue to divide this country.
Right.
We've all got to stand together at some point. And if you are ever going to rise above such as what the sins of the U.S. may have been in the past, we're not going to be able to do it by accepting socialism and saying such as that.
Yeah,
that's all I've got to say.
Well, hey, and Frank, that's a lot to say. I mean, it's pretty simple to me. If you look at the conditions of Cuba, even today, even now that they have opened back up to some tourism, they're in a different world over there. And if you can't see that, if you want to live like Cubans have been living for many, many years now, then I suggest maybe Bernie Sanders just needs to move to Cuba. But it did work.
Let's not go back to slavery.
Right, exactly.
Let's take this country forward. We have a chance here, at least an opportunity to rise above. In many of those nations, you do not.
Right, exactly. And Cuba, in its best day, Cuba no way competes with the life that we live here, even with some of our worst people. Look, I get what Corey is saying. I'm not proud of the fact that our nation's history involved slavery. But, Frank, I've never owned slaves. My family's never owned slaves. I mean, that was long ago. And that's what frustrates me with this whole conversation, Frank, with people like Corey, is at what point do you just admit it happened? It was bad. And as you said, Frank, rise above it and move forward, put it in the past.
Together.
Good point. Yes. Good point.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Frank.